In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. When we celebrate the Eucharist, we should be giving thanks above all things. The word Eucharist means thanksgiving. And so it is appropriate on this day of thanksgiving to celebrate the Eucharist and to give thanks to God for all things. I have to admit to you, this is my confession to you, I beseech the Lord more than I thank Him. And that's not correct. If you look at our prayers, they're full of asking the Lord for forgiveness, asking the Lord for help. But they begin, almost always, with some kind of giving thanks. For instance, the model of prayer is the Our Father. That is not only a prayer that we say verbatim, but it's also a model of how we should pray. And it begins, Our Father who art in the heavens, hallowed be thy name. We are thanking Him, proclaiming Him to be holy. Now, in the Christian life, holiness is its own reward. To be holy is to be blessed, to be full of peace, to be full of light, to be full of happiness. Now, in the world, happiness is from things that we obtain, from the things that we like, our entertainments, the things that make us to feel good about ourselves, our egos, accomplishments, etc. But in the Christian life, what we should be happy about is that God lives within us and that we are being changed so that we can live according to our purpose, that purpose that we were predestined to before the ages, that is to know God and know Him intimately. Recently, I read something, and I'm trying to find the quote somewhere, but the gist of it is this, that if we were to say, thanks to God, I thank thee, Lord, or glory be to thee, our God, that is worth 1,000 Jesus prayers. 1,000 times when we say, Lord, have mercy. So I've been trying, and with moderate success, because generally because I'm a weak person, everything I do is moderate in success, to thank the Lord more than I ask the Lord. And to say, glory be to thee, our God, for the sun, for the crisp weather, for being alive, for my children, my grandchildren. But most importantly, for God abiding within me and for the changes that are occurring in me that I can feel happening. Now they're happening slowly. Sometimes there's some fits and starts and some backward progress. But nonetheless, God abides in me. Little old me. I don't deserve it. This is what we should give thanks to God the most for. I think in order to properly thank the Lord, there have to be two things in our life. One has to be that we have to know what's important. And that's not immediately evident, even to a Christian, because we have false priorities, and we have bad ways of thinking, and we have our egos, and we have our passions, and they all color the things that we value and the things that we think are important. What is really important, the one thing needful, is to know Jesus. That's all that's important. And if a Christian has that uppermost in their mind, and I don't mean that you're thinking it, I mean that you're living it, that your whole life is about that, then if you live that way, and that's the second thing, then you can properly give thanks to God. A person who is angry, or who is jealous, or who is covetous, or who is lazy, such a person cannot properly give thanks to God, because their own supposed needs and their desires get in the way of hearing God and feeling God. But a person who lives according to the gospel, that person has an open heart, and that person loves God fully and freely and was able to give thanks to God. Now, why don't you try this? I've tried this as well, and I think it works pretty good. Try to be thanking God throughout the day. Now, if you want to thank him for the beautiful sun and for the weather and for other such things, that's good. But most importantly, thank him for the person that you are becoming, despite the fact that you are unworthy of this change. Thank him that he abides in you. St. Paul basically gives this thought in the epistle, which really is just an epistle for one of the Thursdays after Pentecost, and it happens to fall on Thanksgiving Day. For this cause also we thank God without ceasing, because when ye receive the word of God which ye heard from us, ye received it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth the word of God, which effectually worketh also in you that believe. This is the thanksgiving that we should have deeply in our heart, that the word of God is working in us who believe. We must cultivate this. I don't think I'm so much different than anyone else. Well, in some ways, I'm really different than anyone else because everybody has their peculiarities. But in terms of human flesh, in terms of the weakness of the flesh, we're all about the same. And I know that in my life, I must cultivate thanksgiving for God. Now, it's good to be goal-oriented. It's good to want to be doing things, to be achieving things in life. And I don't mean building bridges. I don't care anything about bridges. I mean achieving things where you're helping people and making a difference in people's lives. That's a good thing to have a goal for. But the most important goal, and the one which, when I lose sight of it, things go awry, and also when you lose sight of it, things go awry, that goal is to be having God fill you and to be living according to his gospel and to be being filled with light. And this is what we should be giving thanks for. Now, the person who truly loves God doesn't care if they're poor or if they're rich, if they're sick or if they're healthy. And this is where we should be. We must feel God working within us and work according to the gospel. Now, if you are unhappy, it is always, always because of lack of faith, lack of thanksgiving, lack of unity with God. Always. Now, I'm not talking about the human emotions of sadness that occur if you lose a loved one or something of that nature. I'm talking about when there is in your soul a sense of dissatisfaction, that is always evil. A Christian should never be dissatisfied with that feeling inside of you that is kind of like an angry feeling. We've all had it before. That is anti-thanksgiving. So cultivate in your life that you are happy that the Lord is filling you with himself. And try everything you can to hold on to every bit of grace that he gives you. Open your hands, raise them up, and receive the light. Now, as you receive that light, you'll be giving it out to others, and you'll be changing. And that is what we should really give thanks for. It's the most important thing. Try to remember this when you pray. Try to remember this as you go through your day. Don't just thank God for the things that are pleasant in the world and beautiful in the world. Well, we should thank him for those things. But especially have in your heart a deep sense of gratitude that the Lord is changing you. And then your heart will be happy. And then you will truly be given thanks. And your thanks will be worth an infinite number of Lord have mercies. May God help us to give thanks to him. Amen.